G'day punters, welcome back to the AFL Line season 2015. Shitty and Sting here, about to preview round two. Firstly, Stingo, what did you like out of round one, mate?
A lot of things to like. Melbourne in particular were far more entertaining to watch than I thought they would be.
Exciting, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was. The Dogs were entertaining, but just flat out better than I thought they would be. obviously, as a Hawks fan, the highlight for you is the Hawks completely dusting Geelong.
Yeah, we'll take that.
As a Bombers fan, absolutely pantsing Sydney until we ran out of gas was a pretty positive sign. They were definitely going to be short of a clip. Best game of the weekend was Port Freo, by some margin. They were both hard at it. It was low scoring, but it was just a brilliant contest the entire way through. You'd be happy with that as your preliminary final sort of level intensity. I thought it was terrific.
Absolutely. I think we're both a little bit stiff there too, with Matty Lobe going down just minutes before the game, and Paddy Ryder had to do the job against Sandy, almost won out, and that probably cost him in the end. So
yeah, particularly given that
I stand by that bet, despite the fact we gave him the money.
Given that Port led at every change too, not by much, but when you get half a goal start, that would have been enough.
Yeah.
Now we kick things off this Friday night at Subiaco with West Coast hosting Carlton. The Eagles laying about 2 goals. Total points line opened in the mid 180s, but with forecasts of rain this week, that line has come down to around the 170 mark.
Didn't find a bet here myself. West Coast, you'd notionally think that they're starting 13.5 favourites. It's a little bit of a false favourite, but given the fact that they've essentially now got no back line other than Jeremy McGovern, who's got the weight of the world on his shoulders, if he goes down, then they'll probably get the spoon. So that said, if you're going to play anyone with no back line, it's probably Carlton, because they haven't got a forward line. So, it'll probably be a hard-fought battle, because both of these sides will probably realise that wins will be few and far between this year, so they'll have a bit of a dip, and if it does rain and it's a close contested game, it might actually not be a bad game to watch, but probably not a real good game to bet.
Yeah, I grabbed the under 184.5 on Monday night. Bless Bet365 for putting it up. West Coast, wonderful team for betting the under at night. Carlton, wonderful team for betting the under interstate. Rain already in Perth, forecast of more. I think you can still bet the under at 170.
Yep.
I don't think there's a lot of wiggle room there, but I think there's just enough to play the under. And at 180, I was delighted to get on board.
Beautiful.
We move to Saturday afternoon in the MCG for Richmond and the Western Bulldogs. The Tigers laying about 3 goals, total points line around the 180 mark.
Yeah, well, the Tigers got the job done last week against the Blue Baggers, as they should have, considering where both sides are. Unearthed a couple of good kids. Benny Griffiths probably played his best game for the football club, and young Camden was a sight to behold in his first AFL game. So big raps on that kid. Bulldogs, as you said in the preview, absolutely got the job done the other night with question marks over their midfield without essentially their best midfielder, Tommy Liberatore, not there, and they really bashed him up inside. They tackled really hard. Again, probably the line feels just about right to me. Lean towards probably taking Richmond at the minus there, just from where those two sides sit. They should beat Western Bulldogs by 4 or 5 goals, but the Bullies are that sort of team that if they can match them inside, they can be hard to put away. They've got a knack of just kicking a goal here and there to keep themselves in it. So expect Richmond to win pretty comfortably, but I've just enough doubt there for me to stay out of this one.
Yeah, likewise. And Richmond over 2012 and 2013 absolutely smashed the Dogs 3 times in the trot by between 10 and 12 goals. But last year, the Bullies got them early in the season by a couple of points at the Docklands. So on paper, you'd say Richmond at the minus, but there's enough doubt in my mind to let that one go. Slight trends to the under for Richmond, slight trends to the over for the Dogs. Not a lot to be seen there. So pretty easy lay down for me. Saturday afternoon again, we're at Manuka Oval in Canberra for the Greater Western Sydney Giants hosting Melbourne. Giants laying about 2.5 goals, total points line around the mid to high 160s.
Yeah, I did find one here. Didn't think I'd ever say this after the form of the last 3 or 4 years, but I'm actually going to play Melbourne at the plus. two sides that I think are actually pretty evenly matched. Melbourne showed last week that with the injection of a few quality players and some hard-running young fellas that have got your blokes like Brayshaw and Vandenberg. Didn't he play the Canberra boy? He played a game in his first start. So they've just got a bit of hunger about them. And as I think, as I've said in the pre-season podcast, that the that Goodwin attacking style is starting to actually show a bit of evidence in the way they're going about it. They're less the lockdown. They've learnt to play defensively. Yep. But now they're starting to expand into attack a little bit. And given that it's been raining in Canberra all week, and given it's rained every time the Giants have come to Canberra for the last 2 years, I think pretty comfortable to give up or to take a 2.5-goal start with two sides that are on paper pretty evenly matched.
Yeah, Giants were disappointing last week against St Kilda. I didn't see all of that game, but the bits I saw, they were entitled to do a lot more, and they failed to. They got the 4 points, but that was about all they got. Melbourne by far the more impressive of the two sides last week. If I was going to bet this game, I'd be taking the points, but neither side plays Marnica terribly often. Forecast uncertain. Pretty easy laydown from my perspective this early in the season.
Yep.
We move to the Saturday Twilight game at the Docklands. Collingwood hosting Adelaide. The Pies getting about 2-goal start. Total points line, low 180s.
Yeah, well, both sides coming off wins. Collingwood impressive in the wet up in Brizzy, but that's a game that they absolutely should have won. Well, you say absolutely should have won. Xavier Mardling will tell me they absolutely should have won. But the Crows were disintegrating last week under their new coach there. He's really got them running hard two-way football. On the exposed form of last week, if this game was being played at Adelaide, the Crows would be starting 50-point favourites. And that's enough for me to give Collingwood the start and give him that 2-goal start under the roof. I'm assuming the roof's going to be closed for a Twilight game.
I'd certainly hope so,
but... I think Adelaide are just going to really blow them off the park with their run. And, mate, the way the Big Texan played last week, nothing, he had 9 marks in the first quarter or something like that. Collingwood don't have a defensive option that can go with him. So, I think they're going to struggle to hold them down.
Yeah, just enough for me to stay out of this game. I think exactly the point you've made, that on face value, if you took round one in a vacuum, you have to take Adelaide at the minus here. Just always a little nervous in round two about sides that looked either a little bit too good or a little bit too bad first up. And indeed, when I first looked at this line, the immediate reaction was, this is an overreaction line, I'm going to take the plus.
Yeah.
And then I remembered watching a bit of the Adelaide-North Melbourne game and went, in no way, shape or form am I taking the Pies at the plus here.
Yeah, look, mate, my mate Johnny Mitchell told me that that's absolutely not a flash in the pan effort by Adelaide. They're going to do that to all comers this year, but... he talks a bit of shit, so we don't know too much about that. But I certainly think they'll get the job done against Collingwood.
They'll need to. If they're going to be a legitimate sort of top six or better side,
absolutely,
they need to take care of business on the road against sides that, in all likelihood, won't make the eight.
Absolutely.
We move to Saturday night, and we're up at the Gold Coast at Metricon Stadium for the Suns and the Saints. The Suns laying about 5 goals, total points line, around the mid-170s.
Yeah, again, the line... it's a big line to take for a team that was pretty poor last week.
They were terrible.
They were. They get Tommy Lynch back from suspension this week. He's their key forward. He's their number one key forward. Gives them a target, straightens them up, allows those running half forwards like your Bennells and those sorts of guys to get some opportunities front and centre and really create some score. I reckon they're probably a 5-goal better side.
Particularly
at the Gold Coast than they are anywhere else. But St Kilda showed a little bit last week as well for a team that aren't really expected to do a great deal this year. I mean, they're a battling team, but they've put their pride and they'll put in a bit of an effort. And considering how poor Gold Coast were last week, I can't take that line, even though it's probably the play.
Yeah, no play at the line for me either. I do have one in the totals here. I'm going to play the under. Suns really strong trend to the under in Twilight and Night games. St Kilda are also strong to the under in Night games. And St Kilda come here off a 6-day break, which is another strong trend to the under over the last couple of seasons. Mid-170s, not a huge spoil there, but I think there's enough room to go under that. I'm not convinced either side's got a massive score in them unless St Kilda's back line just falls in a heap.
Probably even more, probably just vindication of the fact that we're not taking the, not giving the start this week either.
Yeah.
You know, the lower sort of scoring game.
Yeah.
Less chance of them blowing it out.
And I think given how they played against Melbourne and given how badly they were beaten up through the middle, I think Rocket will have them playing very accountable football, and I'm not sure that too many blokes are going to get off the leash and rack up scores.
Yep.
So the under, the play for me there. We go to the Adelaide Oval Saturday night for the match of the round, I suspect, although the one thereafter is going to be a pretty close contender.
Yeah.
But Port Adelaide, Sydney at the Adelaide Oval, the Power laying a little bit under a goal, total points line in the low to mid 170s.
Yeah, absolutely. Game of the round, I completely agree with you. Port were obviously very, very, very good in defeat last week, while Sydney came back from seven goals down to get it done in the wet, which is also a great effort. Expect Sydney to be without Luke Parker this week with a concussion. I haven't heard if he's actually busted his jaw, but looked pretty ordinary when it happened. Friendly fire there. So he's a massive out for them. He was absolutely their best player on the ground before he got injured last week. And those hard-running, hard-nosed midfield types are what you need in spades against Port Adelaide. Expect Port to win this game at home, but I'm not going to have a bet on it.
I'm going to have two bets here.
Oh, bloody hell.
I'm with Port at the minus. Home ground's worth 1.5 to 2 goals. On that basis, you'd have Port slide underdogs at a neutral venue. And what I saw last week, that's a mismatch. Sydney were actually really poor for 2.5 quarters, and then the Dons turned into witches' hats and Sydney ran over the top of them, but they were a long way out of the contest for 2.5 quarters. If they drop 5 goals behind Port, they're not coming back. So happy to lay less than a goal there. Also keen to play the under. Both teams, good trends to the under in twilight night games. Port have got a good trend to the under off a short break. Last three games between these teams head-to-head, there's been two night games and neither of them got to 150.
Yep.
I think mid-170s gives you a fair bit of space. Happy to play both Port minus and the under there.
Good call.
Sunday afternoon, we're down at Cadinia Park for the Cats hosting Frio. Cats laying about 0.5 goal, total points line low to mid-160s.
Yeah, again, didn't find a lot in this. I think the bookies have done a pretty good job this week. The Cats will obviously be out to give their fans give them a bit back after being, fall short of saying embarrassed last week, but they were absolutely outclassed. They want to show everybody what they've got to offer. Did show some signs last week that forward structure is going to work with the two big boppers down there, but it's just a matter of them actually gelling to that and probably just changing their game style a little bit to allow them to get the most benefit out of that sort of structure. Freo obviously outstanding to beat nationally, well, our flag favourites anyway, over there. that said, and whilst they've got a pretty good recent record at KP, I just don't... Yeah, it could go either way. And the total points, if anything, it's an unders game, I sort of feel, but that 165 is just a bit too tight.
Yeah, agree. 165 for a day game is a little too close for me, although the last four games head-to-head have all been 160 or less. A couple of them have been around that mark, so you get within a kick of the line, and there's not a lot of value.
They've all been night games, the last four?
One day game where Frio rolled Geelong in the first week of the finals.
Yeah, that's right.
He said, Freo, Cadinia Park doesn't hold a lot of fears for them in recent years. Ordinarily, you'd look at that and think, gee, the Cats laying less than a goal at KP, where do I sign up? Mm. They're one of the few sides that can get it done down there and have done one of the last three occasions, and the other, a late missed shot at goal
was the only thing
that stuck them. But They covered a 2.5 line.
Yeah, absolutely.
So not enough there for me to play. If anything, a very, very slight lean to the Freo plus and the under, but certainly not enough to get involved.
Sweet.
Sunday afternoon, we're at the MCG for the Bombers and the Hawks. Bombers getting about 4.5 goals, title points line mid to high 170s.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm a bit like you here in the Port Adelaide game. I've actually found two bets here. I think from what Essendon showed last week, that they can compete, but they can't do it for four quarters.
Not at this stage.
Not at this stage. They need some more run in the legs. Hawthorn are just, from what they showed last week, they are absolutely humming at round one. And I mean, obviously don't expect them to maintain that sort of intensity. But the last two looks we've had at them, obviously 3.5 months apart. But the way they're playing their football at the moment, when they're on, they're almost, you just can't touch it. You can't get it off them. And if the ball's in dispute, you better use it quick and you better use it good. So I think Hawthorn will run away with this one. I expect it to be reasonably tied up until maybe early in the second half.
I genuinely fear the fourth quarter.
Yeah. And
Having watched the Sydney game in the wet and watched them run way over 7-4 in the wet when they weren't playing especially well.
And this is at Etihad, isn't it?
No, this is at the G.
At the G, okay. Well, either or. I mean,
but if you get a fine track, the way Hawthorn move it and the speed and accuracy with which they move it...
Yeah, absolutely.
You could get a 10-goal last quarter. If the Bombers are still witch's hats like last week, it'll be 10 goals plus in the last quarter.
And that's the reason I'm playing the over as well on that 170 or high 170s line. I think the way that Hawthorn are going about their footy at the moment, it's just impossible to stop them from kicking 120 points in a game of footy, and I expect Essendon to bang a few on themselves, so I'm pretty comfortable to take the minus and the over.
Dude, I did like the look of Adam Cooney last week.
That's the first time anyone's ever said that.
He was really good and really polished in pretty lousy conditions. He's always been
a skillful player.
I was very pleasantly surprised with how ready he was.
He's just incredibly ugly. Did you say ready or red?
Ready. Well, both.
A big sauce dog.
Yeah, no bet for me. I lean the overs. I'm really morally obliged not to play the line here. Hawks, three of the last four. Well, they've won all four against Essendon in the last four. Three of them by 56 points or more. Last year was the exception of the rule where the Bombers gave it a red-hot crack and got beaten by less than a kick. Those three big wins for the Hawks, totals all went 220+. If you do like the Hawks minus, you probably have to parlay that into the over.
Yeah.
And we move to the final game of the week at the Docklands, Sunday twilight for North Melbourne and Brisbane. North Melbourne laying about 5.5 goals, total points line around the 180 mark.
Yeah, well, I mean, what did North Melbourne do in round two last year? They came out and put together a pretty good performance after being absolutely abysmal in round one. Expecting to probably do the same thing again. They're a class above Brisbane. Brisbane without their skipper for at least a month, possibly longer after that sickening blow last week. North Melbourne should belt them, especially down in Brizzy. And Brisbane had a bruising encounter last week. They threw a lot into that Collingwood game. So I expect North to probably get it done relatively easily. But as with the Gold Coast, I can't give up 5 goals to a team that was that poor last week. Or for a team that was that poor last week, so I'm going to sit this one out.
Yeah, pretty easy lay down for me as well. North, in the last two games they've played at the Docklands, have won by 15 goals and 10 goals. Brisbane, ironically, have won the last two at the Gabba against North.
Yeah,
so you just play the home team in. Yeah, really poor side laying 5 goals. I can't really have the total. On face value, you think 180 at Etihad, you play the over, but I'm just not sure where Brisbane get a score from.
Yeah.
If it goes over,
then North Melbourne are going to have to kick a hell of a lot of them.
Yeah, absolutely. So enough uncertainty there for me to let this game go. So I've got four in total this week. I've got the unders, well, I've got three unders, West Coast Carlton, Gold Coast St Kilda, and Port Adelaide Sydney, and the Power at the minus.
Beautiful. Well, I've got four as well. I've got Melbourne at the plus, Adelaide at the minus, Hawks at the minus, and the over, Hawks Essendon.
Alrighty, there we go, folks. Good luck and good punting.